So it's multiverse. It's what is this? April 19th. Sitting here with Terrence. It's going to be a 2-man power trip tonight. Shout out to everyone who could not make it tonight, and a couple things we're going to touch on. But always good to have real life hero Terrence in the building. How are you, sir?
I am excellent. Always good to be back. It's a 2-man show tonight. We're going to do the damn thing.
Yeah, we're going to do what we do as long as we can do it here. We were actually talking and it was starting to get interesting. So I was like, let me just hit the record button here. I was telling Terrence that I should be watching some current shows, but I fell into a Walking Dead rabbit hole. And we were just about to talk about when we stopped watching. because the early seasons were good. Like I'm on season 4 now. This is like the second or third week that I'm watching. I started it over. I was going to say that Walking Dead fell into that little zone of depression that Game of Thrones did for a while. I was like, why am I watching this? Like everybody I like is getting fucking destroyed. And after Glenn and Abraham got beat down, and it seemed like that war with the Saviors lasted like too long, and I got off there. I can't even remember the last show I saw, but I got off, and I don't know why I started watching. I don't know what the catalyst was, but I'm watching these old-ass episodes again, and it was good TV, like for a while. What about you, Terrence? I know you said it a couple of minutes ago, but we're going to share before we jump into our current events.
Yeah, it's me and my wife. We started this. I guess the season that Rick flew off in the helicopter was when we were done. I mean, mentally, we had kind of checked out before then because we had just kind of noticed they were kind of going through the same motions over and over again, but we just kept watching out of habit because at the time, you know, we were still DVRing at the time. We don't DVR things anymore because we don't even have a cable box. We have Hulu Live, but yeah, since, you know, we DVR stuff, we just go, well, let's see what's on the DVR. All right. Walking Dead's on here. I guess we'll watch it. But I think for a while we were just kind of mentally checked out. And, you know, I guess at that point it was on like its 10th season, maybe, or something like that.
And yeah, it finished at 11, which is impressive, honestly.
Maybe at that point it was maybe like season 8 or 9. It might have been a 9th season. So I think at a point, maybe when we had gotten rid of the cable box and we weren't doing the DVR thing anymore, it was a good chance to jump ship. And we were just like, all right, don't got to worry about that bullshit no more.
I didn't even really miss it either when, I stopped watching it. But you know, Walking Dead, What I'm missing out on watching Walking Dead is Fallout, which, look who decided to show up.
J-Pack.
Mr. J, how are you?
Off the top rope.
Mm-hmm. out the rafters. Uh-oh.
Well.
Oh, not yet. Not yet.
not yet.
Fallout. So, Terrence, you finished it. I have watched one episode. I have been seeing memes and reports of how I know. It's walking. It's Rick's fault. It's Rick Grimes' fault.
Man, I thought you had like a cup under your belt. Jeez.
No, I'm messing up. So I don't have anything planned tomorrow. Maybe I'll watch that. If you might, could you just share what you were seeing with Fallout? Because I'm hearing it's the new standard. It's better than The Last of Us and
all that good stuff.
No,
nah, I'm not going to put it up there. Nah, It was funny when I saw that meme that you put up with the Fallout at the top and all the others surrounding it, and then like the trash shows and movies bowing down to it. I'm just like, nah, it's not. It's up there, but it's not like it's not like the king. But it's
want to know. There. But before you get in that, what's up, Jay? Now that he's official, can you hear us,
guys?
Sir?
I can hear you.
All right, the picture was at Fallout. It had Silent Hill next to Fallout.
Yes,
like, Silent Hill came out like 20 years ago. Now both of those movies, there were two Silent Hill movies. They were good. Like, I don't ever mention them. Like, oh, this is like standard. It was never the standard. It just didn't ruin what came before. Those are some creepy ass movies, and those are creepy ass games. But go ahead, Terrence. You were going to talk about Fallout. I'm curious to hear what you had to say about that.
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, I don't have a history with the Fallout games. Like, even you were mentioning last week that pretty much your history with it is you played a little bit of one of the games and you accidentally made a decision that nuked the town. I don't even have that much history with the game, but you know, I watched a couple lore videos this week. That's as much history as I got with Fallout. But you know, one of the videos that I watched just today had the creator of the games, and when he came on board the writing staff, the TV writing staff, he was impressed by how much the writers knew about the lore. So, I mean, that tells you right there that when he came on board, he was dealing with people that weren't just trying to pay lip service, like say back in the day with the Resident Evil people who just slapped the Resident Evil name and a few monsters in there and then did whatever fuck they wanted to do, as long as Mila Jovovich was doing slow motion shit.
I hate her now because of that series. and it's I like the first Resident Evil, and the second movie gave you like moments, but then it went off the tracks for me. Like, I don't know if we remember Mike Epps was in those movies, Ashanti was in those movies, and you know, it was just the Resident Evil, and they made money. That's the thing, it made money, and they.
Because that guy, he Paul W.S. Anderson, he knew how to stretch a budget. He made all those movies on like $40 million budgets, and they'd always bring in like $200-$250 million worldwide. So he knew how to stretch a dollar. So and I'll tell you, the second one is a guilty pleasure of mine because I saw that in the theater and I loved it for all the wrong reasons. Had a great time. but anyway,
if you. Good.
What I liked about Fallout was it was a good story, and they actually said that the TV show is canon to the games. Everything that takes place in the story will be canon to the previous games and any future games that comes out. So that's how detailed things are as far as adhering to the lore of the games. I thought it was, you know, the acting was well done. Thought things were pretty well paced. Love the performances. I think you brought up the main character, Lucy. She's got those big gorgeous eyes. She looks like a live action anime character.
Yeah, she does.
Ridiculous.
She does.
Yeah. And it's funny the way they found ways to inject humor into this thing. Because you know, when you think there's lots of different ways you can handle a post-apocalyptic wasteland, and they found a way to not make it depressing. They find ways to inject humor without it. The way they inject the humor, it doesn't undercut the important drama the way that later, not to, you know, be shitting on Marvel every second of the day, but the way later, like say a Thor Love and Thunder does, you know, the when they inject humor, it doesn't undercut the emotional.
The story isn't sacrificed for the
ever sacrifice story just for a bit. The gore, the bitch that you probably saw in the first episode. There's whatever gore that you saw just from the first episode. There's a lot more of that to come. I won't spoil any of that for you. But yeah, they did a really good job. So it's definitely right up there. I'd say it's just it's right up there with the Last of Us. They're two very different kinds of shows, but you know it's right up there with the Last of Us. I would rank the Last of Us ahead of it, but yeah, for sure it's up there. It sets a high bar for video game adaptations going forward.
Okay, that's good to hear. Like I am, I do have to get back on that. Jay, did you watch any Fallout? You got any Fallout?
I did. I watched a few episodes.
What did you think?
I agree with almost everything. Well, pretty much everything Tara said. I didn't watch The Last of Us, so I can't rate it
against
that. Okay. But yeah, but as far as what I've seen, it is the best video game adaptation of a TV show. The acting was great. The visuals were great. It looked like Fallout. You know, like when you're watching, like you don't have any other, like this is Fallout from the game, from the Pit Boys to the graphic design, the little guy that they have in there. That's like the guy that does all your little, like your stats and stuff. And like, he's on all the posters, like we can do it kind of dude. Like he's all throughout
the little
it.
Guy. Okay.
Yeah. I guess he's the Fallout boy. I don't know what you call him.
Yeah. We call him that. Isn't that a band or something?
The acting was great. The production value was there. Like there wasn't really cheese. Like the cheese that was in it was meant to be cheesy.
Okay.
You know, it had kind of like a kitschy kind of feel sometimes. But I guess that's kind of, you know, that era you wanted to feel a little weird, I guess. That like a Mad Men era, like that 50s
kind of. Right. What do they call it? The style, what is it, steampunk?
Modern, you know, postmodern.
Like retro future.
Yeah. And I think we agreed last week, Amazon, they're gonna throw the money at the shows. So like it definitely looked good.
And it was definitely Amazon's best show.
Amazon's best show?
Well, that's an adaptation of something. You know what I mean? Like, it's better than The Rings of Power.
What about The Boys?
I forgot about The Boys, yeah.
See, they starting to get a nice little steady stable of shows there.
That's true. I was a little disappointed with The Rings of Power and The Wheel of Time. So,
yeah, we were talking about that. Like, Rings of Power was boring, but it looked great. It looked amazing.
They put the money into it, but story was terrible.
Yeah.
The Rings of Boredom.
Now, why didn't you watch The Last of Us?
I don't know why I did. I was never really into the game. So, see, I don't like games that's going to make me cry. I don't want no feels. You know what I mean? The last game that brought a tear to my eye was Gears of War. When your Puerto Rican partner died, I was like, "Dang!"
Now the last
you had the little bromance going. I was like, "Ah."
that one did make me like. That game, did it come out that long ago? I don't know. I just had Zoe or whatever. Yeah, it's been on 3 or 4 platforms already. The first one,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah. So, like, I got emotional on that. The second one is like a grind. Spoiler alert, everybody fucking dies. Everybody that's in there, like, everybody. And it's interesting because you know, with that, I'm curious on how they're going to do the second season of The Last of Us, because what happens with Joel
I heard they were splitting it into two seasons.
See, now that would
almost make sense. I heard that a while ago.
That would make sense because the second game you play from Ellie's point of view, and the second part you played from I forget the girl's name, the one who
Abby
who took Joel out. And they were both really good. Two halves of the same story, and like they came together and made another great game. But you were fighting that whole game, like the whole game, even more than the first one. It's funny, the gunplay on those games are really good. You blow somebody's brains out, you'll see them on the wall. That's how detailed it is. But okay, yeah, you got to check that out, man. I'm hoping with this. You know, going back to that picture I posted on Multiverse Unlimited, that the quality of the video game shows might be going up. Whether it's animated, it might finally be
taking it serious.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like the cousin of the comic. It's all in the same pop multi multiverse type thing. You know, it's games, comics, and
anime, the music.
Right. So it's good to hear that one's doing well. It's kind of on a hot streak now. See what Knuckles does on Paramount in a month or two. So we'll see. We shall
actually
see.
Next week, the 26th.
Okay. Well, there we go. We'll see it, because both of those movies, I like both the Sonic movies. It's been two, right? Yeah, two.
Yeah, they both been pretty good.
Yeah, and I actually I saw Mario Brothers like a couple months ago. My kids, they were watching it. Was your first time seeing it? Well, yes, because when I went to the theater, I fell asleep. And, but my kids loved it, and they watched it over and over again. So it seems to be like a good trend. Like, they're making money, so studios would be more willing to. Well, they've always been willing to make these, but make them good. I'm reading that Fallout was already confirmed for a season two, so
yeah,
that's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right, Fallout. X-Men. Did you guys watch X-Men this week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Terrence, you can take the lead on this one, because. Like, I watched it, and I'm still not sure I knew what was going on. So, I know you and Mike hold high council positions in the Mutie Nation. So I'm gonna let you take this one.
It's funny because Mike hit us up in the group chat. He was like, "Yeah, man, I don't know if I almost couldn't watch this one. It was so emotional." I was like, thinking to myself, "Over what this episode didn't." This one ain't do it for me. Like, and I think any episode was going to be a letdown after episode 5,
mm-hmm.
just because this was back to kind of they've all been pretty good this season, right. But episode 5 was it. And I know the showrunner, Bo DiMaio, he said now 8, 9, and 10, that's going to be, that's going to be his real in game right there for the season. But anyway, I think anything coming immediately after episode 5 is going to be a little bit of a letdown. And okay. For me, it was. I love the Shi'ar stuff was cool. The Storm stuff, now I felt like she should have struggled for a little bit longer, just because in the comics, she was without her powers for a while.
Long time.
Yeah, and she managed to get by without her powers for a while. Now, I wasn't expecting her. I wasn't expecting them to fully play that out. I wasn't expecting her to fight Cyclops for leadership of the X-Men and all that. I didn't expect all that to play out. But I expected them to show her to be capable of getting by without her powers till at least maybe the series finale, I mean the season finale or into the beginning of next season, but it was just like basically just a few episodes. It was like, what was it, episode 2 she lost her powers, and 4 episodes later she's got them back, and it's like, all right. And also I didn't think they didn't really do anything to explain who the adversary was, because in the comics they explained that the adversary, he was kind of a trickster god who was it was a longtime adversary of Forge's tribe of natives, and he had also called upon demons from the adversary's dimension when he was in Vietnam to kill enemy soldiers that had taken out his platoon. So I didn't expect them to really get into all that per se, but maybe give a little more of an explanation of the adversary, where it came from, why it's hanging around Ford specifically. Instead, they just kind of went, oh yeah, my mom, she taught me magic. And that was kind of it. And maybe I missed it. I don't, maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I don't understand how Storm grew out the mohawk and created a new costume out of nowhere. Just like, I grew my hair out. I made a costume. I didn't understand that. So I don't know. Maybe somehow she learned some Forge magic, or I don't know. I didn't get that. But all the Shi'ar stuff was dope, with a Deathbird's racist ass and
right,
just straight up call Earth
the Milky Way ghetto.
Yeah, so all that stuff was dope, and it's kind of funny. You had Vulcan just hanging out in the background.
Yeah,
Cyclops and Havoc's brother. He's just sitting there chilling out in the background. It's just an Easter egg. So maybe they'll get into that later on. Maybe next season they'll kind of explain that.
Now, what's his deal now? Like, because when I was reading, when I cared even a little bit about the X-Men in the 90s, I knew about the two brothers. And then when I came back after that hiatus, there was a third. Like, where the hell, like, what's his story now?
Yeah, so they had this, there's this storyline called Deadly Genesis around. Like, it came out right after... It was like right after House of M, and then M Day happened. So his whole story was, when Cyclops' mom and dad got kidnapped by the Shi'ar, their mom was pregnant. When their dad escaped the Shi'ar, he wasn't able to get away with the mom. So the Shi'ar pulled the fetus out. They aged it up to they aged him up to a teenager when they realized he had powers. Once his powers developed, he escaped and instinctively flew to Earth and was discovered by Xavier. And then a whole bunch of shit happened. I'll make a long story short. He when X-Men had a mission to Krakoa that went bad, Cyclops came back to the mansion, said everything went bad with the everything went bad. Xavier put together a substitute group of X-Men to go rescue them. That also went bad. Cyclops came back to the mansion again. Xavier wiped Cyclops' memory of all that happening, and then that's when we got the other group of all new X-Men that consisted of Wolverine, Storm, Nightcrawler, Colossus. Storm, and all of them, and they went back to Krakoa and rescued the original X-Men. Now, the only X-Men that survived that second group that nobody knew about, because Xavier mind wiped Cyclops' memory, was Darwin. and Vulcan. Somehow Vulcan used his powers to save them. I don't remember exactly what happened in the interim, like where they were at, but at some point they were discovered. Vulcan, he got his memories back and he just went fucking buck wild. He decided to confront Xavier. He told everybody what the deal was, that Xavier sent a group of X-Men off to save the original X-Men. They got killed. He mind wiped everybody not to remember, and then fought the X-Men, pretty much just mollywopped them, and then decided, all right, fuck y'all. You know what? I'm going to go get revenge on Shi'ar. And then he flew out to Shi'ar space, took over the Shi'ar empire. I think Dakin, who was the, he was the emperor of the Shi'ar Empire. He brought him out of his coma, and then I think he killed him. Nate declared himself emperor, and then he went buck wild, decided to fight all the other major empires of the Marvel Universe, and that started off the whole War of Kings crossover.
That's right. He fought Black Bolt. At the end, right? And that caused that explosion, that rip.
And they got stuck in the Cancerverse or something. It was War of Kings and then Realm of Kings, and then that led to the Cancerverse, and I think him and Thanos got stuck in the Cancerverse.
Okay. All right. Guess he can't have too many summers running around, right?
Yeah, basically, Vulcan is a problem. He can basically control just all types of energy at a molecular level and redirect it.
Now, the last time I saw him was in X-Men Red.
Yeah.
I think Storm bitch slapped him.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't understand about those stories. They did try to explain some of that away. Because when they brought him back for these Krakoa era stories, he was all happy and smiling, like, "Hey, you know, I'm just part of the crew." But then they explained away that at some point, some aliens found him, and they put all these layers of psychic manipulation in his head, but the manipulation started wearing away. And then, what's her name? Who used to be the head of S.W.O.R.D., the green haired lady?
I can't think of her name. I know you're talking about it.
Yeah, she was hooking up with Beast. Anyway, she found him and started putting her own layers of manipulation because she wanted to set up Krakoa to fail for whatever reason, because once they colonized Mars, she kind of wanted to see that fail, because she thought, even though she's half mutant, she's also half alien, and she was, for whatever reason, she was trying to see Krakoa fail. She had her own plans for Mars, so she set up her own layers of manipulation inside of Vulcan's head. So the reason they tried to explain away why Storm was able to take out Vulcan was that they weren't letting him access his full range of abilities.
Okay. I thought that was strange too.
There's no reason that Storm, even at the full height of her abilities, should be taking down Vulcan. I mean, he was like fucking taking on Gladiator and Black Bolt.
The Black Bolt fight was crazy. I do remember that. That didn't make sense when I saw it, but we all love Storm. We all have the characters have the following, we accept it, and characters that don't, Batman. I'm a Batman guy. You know, people hate on Batman. You know, it's unbelievable that Batman can learn all these, you know, fighting styles, but getting bit by a spider, that's believable. You know.
Yeah, because he was actually there was a certain point where he was showing the ability to just be able to turn off other people's powers. Like during the I think it was the storyline Rise and Fall of the Shi'ar Empire, he was able to use his powers to just access the part of the brain that just turns your powers on and off. He was like, "Boop, nah, you can't use that no more." And where did Quincy go? All right, Jay, I guess it's just you and me.
All right, T. Yeah. Well, Quincy dipped out on us. What's going on?
Well, I guess while he's going, you see that Transformers 1 trailer?
I saw it for a second, and then I was like, this looks stupid. And I just watching it. Like, I don't even know who they was. That were they supposed to be like a Ryan Paxton, like Megatron?
Yeah.
That's terrible. And it looked like they were just like chatting on a park bench. And I'm like, what is going on here? I just turned to something else.
Yeah. Like, it's not for me. It's it'll make somebody's kid happy. It's definitely not for me.
Like they're trying to set up a rom-com, like a Transformers rom-com.
Yeah, it's a Transformers buddy cop movie, you know. So yeah, it's for somebody's kids, not for me, you know. Hopefully, it'll work out for somebody. It'll make somebody happy out there.
Somebody will like it.
Yeah. QP.
All right. So, other X-Men news. Fans want the writer back. Are we surprised by this?
No.
Let him have his OnlyFans. If he wants to show his booty hole to people, who am I to stop him?
Agreed. And I think it's identified that the writing's just good. Well, you know, we've been saying this for a while. The writing is the most important part. Everything else kind of falls into place.
No internet connection.
Do you think they'll do it? I mean, they hired James Gunn back.
What do you mean no internet?
I think there's a possibility.
Mm.
If they think they can get away without him being there, then they'll do it. But, and I think he already wrote the entire second season, right?
Yeah, that's what I forgot who was saying that last week. They're saying that they'll be all right for a while. I think it's when they're getting into that third season where they will run into problems.
So we'll see. I mean, he did a good job. I think he deserves to stay on.
Absolutely.
Like nobody's really worried about his OnlyFans page. Like, who cares?
Nobody would have known if they didn't bring it to somebody.
If they didn't say nothing.
Yeah. Nobody's checking these the writer out of all people. Maybe a voice actor. You might like, oh, what have they been
nobody's
doing?
Nobody's checking for the right for like. Ooh, nobody's checking this for the writer. See if he got an OnlyFans page. Like,
right. Right. Let's
see if he posted some new feet videos.
Right. Nobody. Like,
what's going on? Like,
nobody cares. All right. So, hold on. Terrence stepped away. But the other thing that we talked on this briefly with the Amazon show, The Rings of Power, Peter Jackson is in talks to revive the franchise.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I'm not sure what that entails, but
I don't know if they should. Like, why?
Money. You know? Yeah.
Is it going to make that much money? Already made a masterpiece.
He did.
Right? So.
And he did the Hobbit movies, right?
I don't think he did the Hobbit movies, did he?
I mean, let's look. Yeah, because, let's see, the Hobbits. to me, it's like, what else are you going to talk about?
Right?
Yeah, he was like, the director.
What book are they going to do? The Silmarillion? Nobody wants to see a movie about that. That's like way too, I don't know, it's way too dense. Like, nobody wants that book as a movie.
Now, I've heard about that book. What is that book actually about?
I never, that's the one Lord of the Rings book I didn't finish, so I can't really tell you. But there's like a lot of lore in it.
Hmm.
It's like heavy. It's real dense. Okay. You know, the other books, it kind of like The Hobbit was like real easy to read. Like, you could flip through that in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three Lord of the Rings books, you know.
They were what they were.
They were what they were. They were good. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't really super hard reading, but Silmarillion is a little different.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I never finished that one, so.
Okay. What am I about to say to you? Okay. So we're on the fence, like, if, well, it doesn't even sound like we're on the fence. We're like, why are you doing this? Like, I don't know if anybody's calling for any more Lord of the Rings. Like you mentioned the show, I think that'll be good enough. Nobody's calling for any more of the movies. Like, the journey ended with Lord of the Rings. Like it ended. Like,
are they going to try to like to make a sequel? Like, you see how it worked with Star Wars? Don't do it.
Well, see, that's why they do it. Warner Bros. Like, well, Disney's doing it. Like, why can't we?
Right.
But these are, I don't know what comes after Lord of the Rings. You know, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are other enemies, but what else is there?
So the elves go back off to the little what's it called, the Undying Lands or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, they. The Lord of the Rings for the quest for more money, as stated by the, what was that, Mel Brooks or Mel Brooks? Okay, so we had a trailer, Transformers 1. Did you watch it? We were just talking about that. So
hated it. I didn't even finish watching it. I looked at it.
I don't know when studios decided that they were just going to make everything like a comedy and so light.
Like, how do you fumble the bag? Like, there are certain didn't Godzilla teach you?
Just make
a spectacle. There are robots that transform into cars. We don't need anything else except explosions and fighting. We don't need any humans. Like,
no
unless humans. The humans are getting,
and like the time no period, look, yeah. Now the time period is very interesting because it's like, as all Transformer fans know, they've been fighting forever, like
for millions
and millions and millions of years. So like the war just didn't start when they got to Earth; it just spilled over onto Earth, and they've been fighting. Like, and I'm cool with the time period. Like, oh, that's interesting. But, like, this whole buddy cop thing with Megatron. And, I've seen iterations of this. Like, I think the one thing I saw that was similar to this, they were both, I may be wrong, senators. I forgot what the name of that Transformer series I was watching. They were, like, almost politicians, and they knew each other. And, like, it was, you know, they weren't fighting. You know, like, it was two different groups, but, like, they weren't warring. Damn, who's in this series? I started reading this, and then I just stopped.
There's been a couple of times where they'll show Megatron as, like, a Ryan Pack's mentor. Like, kind of. So I don't know if that's the angle they're going. Because Megatron's supposed to be a gladiator, right? And he fought his way out the pits.
Yeah, that's... Right. And he was the guy. Like, he was the gladiator. I'm not going to see this.
I'm not watching it.
If my son asks me, I may take him, but like, I'm not actively asking.
Hold on, I got dad duty real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, sure, no problem. So it's just me. But if you're listening, how do you feel this kitty, I don't even know what to call it when they make it kid friendly. Like the Ninja Turtles they're living in it. They'll never get out because of Nickelodeon's involvement. But the Transformers is always, even Michael Bay's movies were, you know, they're pretty action-packed, violent movies. But this is the first, what was the name of that Transformers series? It's on Netflix. I've seen it. And that's exactly what the robots look like. Was it? It was,
what, the kid-friendly version?
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. I hate when
The rescue bots? Like
it was, you're about to have me look. Hold on.
Is it the one, the rescue bots? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, not the rescue bots. It was, hold on, I'm going to take a second. Let's see. Hopefully it's still.
Is it the one where they had to, like, they had to get all the Decepticons that crashed on Earth? They had to capture them?
Transformers Prime. Okay. I remember that one, but it was Transformers Prime. I never watched that one. The only ones I watched, the Transformers, the War for Cybertron, that trilogy was really good. I really liked those, and they were fighting on Cybertron. Yeah, that was really good. But we'll see what happens with Transformers 1, because if it makes money, you know, they're going to make more, so...
Mm-hmm. They're going to start making Transformer rom-coms.
You might see it on this one. So we'll see. No. We shall see. Let's see. One thing that is out there right now that really disappointed isn't happening is Destiny anime that was on Netflix.
That got canceled.
Going to be on Netflix. Yeah. It's a shame. Destiny being, I'm using this term like lightly, being confined to just video games is a crime. There's a lot of lore Destiny
has a deep story.
A lot of stories. Yeah. A lot of stuff that happened in the, after the Traveler first came, the Dark Age, and, you know, into the Golden Age, and into what's happening now to the game. I was sad to see that. I wanted to see something sort of like what Disney did with Star Wars. I forgot the name of those stories. Mm-hmm. It was Tales of the Jedi, and there was another one before that one. It was one before that, like years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago.
It was the different styles.
I feel like it was different. Yeah, the different art styles and everything. And I forget the name of that series. And you could have done Destiny exactly like that. A bunch of little stories with some of, legendary figures that are in their lore.
What's the robot dude that keeps dying? And he comes back as a different member.
Cade? Yeah.
Yeah, they should do Cade. A series on all the different Cades. That'd be decent.
Cades,
it could be like Aeon Flux.
The Warlords.
Right. It'd be like Aeon Flux, where he dies at the end of everyone, and he's a different Cade. Next one.
That'll work. That'll definitely work. There's
a lot of things
something.
They could do. They just...
It's a lot. Video games. Hold on a second. All right, I'm back. Right. So yeah, sorry that they missed the opportunity to get that out. Hopefully, it's something that they can still get out.
Maybe this Fallout will maybe Fallout will help them out.
Yeah, you got a good point there. The other thing that kind of dropped quietly this week, Marvel's planning a Aliens versus Avengers.
That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it reminds me of those old Dark Horse type crossovers from back in the day. And I could have sworn they'd done this one already, but I think maybe that was the Justice League or Superman. Was it Superman?
I hope they don't overdo it because they just did a Wolverine Predator.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They're like, we got these properties.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Wait, so do they own? They do own that. That's right.
Yeah, they got them.
Damn. Okay.
It's cool they did a Wolverine versus a Predator, but I mean, really, Wolverine should just destroy a Predator.
Yeah, it sounded like he was fighting for his life in those.
If a beat cop could beat a Predator.
But Wolverine's fighting style, maybe he just figured, he think he'd tank everything.
Right there, yeah.
I guess it depends on the Predator he's going against, too. The one that Arnold fought, I think that was maybe the best one on screen. But
yeah,
not those Juggernaut Predators from AVP with no stealth ability, but
right, brutes.
Yeah, they were running through walls and everything. What else? It was a short list this week. It was Superman Day the other day. Props to that character. The one that, people argue started it all.
Right.
For these heroes. But I got nothing else. You got anything, Jay? You reading anything
right now?
You still on comic break, huh?
Yeah, I'm still on hiatus, man, until they start giving me some exciting stories.
Mm.
It feels like these stories just they ain't touching my spirit like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't
the only thing that's
anything.
Doing it for me now is Transformers, man, which is weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like what I was seeing from the Avengers, and I actually stopped, and I need to go back to Thor because that looks interesting, or it might just be the Alex Ross art that's grabbing my attention right now. But
yeah, Alex Ross will always get you to pick something up.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to.
Yeah, it's great. And there's a cover.
Yeah, it feels like.
Go ahead.
What was I about to say? I can't remember what I was going to say now.
I don't know.
It looks like a dog dragged a blanket into the kitchen. Yeah. The dog is crazy.
Only when you're recording stuff like that happens.
Right.
But yeah, I got nothing else. It was kind of quiet this week. I know, what's my man's name? Snyder been talking a lot lately. And
oh, yeah, that Rebel Moon. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like, I try to defend Snyder, but if you...
me too, but some of the stuff he's been saying...
Shitty.
Yeah, it's I need Zach to be quiet.
Just chill out.
Yeah, it's like the work that you gave us, underappreciated, but it's good stuff. His era of DC still might be the best that company had, even though that was only over, four or three movies, you would say?
Yeah.
Was it Man of Steel, BVS? I know he didn't direct Wonder Woman, but that's still kind of under his watch.
But he wrote a lot of it, right?
I think he had a hand in that. And like, I know people don't like the first Suicide Squad. I mean, to me, that's, we were talking about it with Resident Evil. It's just simple. You're shooting a bunch of monsters, action. You got some good actors involved. The story could have been better. But it worked for me. Like, listen, yeah, it's about 2 hours of what's it, Margot Robbie? Like, I'll take it. I'll take it. So, like, you know, DC, after he left, just kind of fell by the wayside. Outside of the Aquaman movies and a few. Like, I know people liked the Shazam movies. I didn't like either one. I take that back.
I think the first one
was okay.
First one was good. Second
one, first one was okay. Yeah, that was a train wreck.
Yeah, the second one was.
Yeah.
It just turned into a big Skittles commercial. I was like, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to represent Philly.
You know, with Philly, they use the Philadelphia name, but then they chop it up. They make the
city. It ain't never Philly.
Somewhere else. It ain't never Philly. It ain't never Philly. And I remember, what movie was that? Sixth Sense. Like, it was in South Philly. I remember he was walking. He turned a corner, and he was like 8 miles away. I'm like, that's not even that. I used to live like down the, like a couple blocks away from where I knew exactly where the kid and his mom lived. And I'm like, that's not the next block. There was another show. Oh, what's the other one? Boy Meets World.
You ever see 10th and Wolf?
I watched Boy Meets World. That ain't Philly. They just used the name. Like, they're like, I didn't see a Liberty Bell. I ain't see nothing. And what's the other one? Silver Lining Playbook. They chopped that one up too.
To be fair, though, Philly is not an attractive city.
Yeah, it's Philly parts. Is
not, it's part, like, enclaves of parts. Decentness, but a lot of
but what,
Philly be looking real dastardly sometimes.
I'm
Dolphin.
Not going to dispute that. I'm not. I know I'm being biased right now. When was the last time you were in Philly?
It's been a while since I've been in Philly. Like,
a lot. Like, it's
12 years.
So South Philly that you remember is not even South Philly as it exists now. It's some areas where they put a lot of money into, and it's not even recognizable, man. South Philly's one.
They were starting that when I was still there. Because I used to live on South Street, and I remember when they tore down the projects, and everybody got infested with rats and roaches because they didn't have nowhere to go. That was crazy.
Some parts are unrecognizable now. But to your point, it's not like, I think they use Philadelphia's name, but then they just make it look any kind of way, because I don't know if anybody else really knows what to expect from Philadelphia. Like, what is Philadelphia known for? And nobody could really say.
Cheesesteaks and the Liberty Bell.
Right. That's all they got. So yeah, it's... it's interesting whenever Philly's on, film or TV, they chop it up and make it look the way they need it to work. But yeah, what else? What else we got?
Like comics that still. Get you. It used to be that my last hope was like a lot of the indies for comic books. Mm-hmm. A lot of those stories were like a lot of stuff from Image and Boom. I was starting to feel a little bit, but then they just never come out on like regular.
What was the one happen?
Excellence was dope. It came out for like 10 issues, and all of a sudden it just fell off. I'm like, what's going on? I'm just getting into this story. Huh? Just disappear.
I hate when that happens, and that's kind of what happened with Thor, but the writer had got into that accident and they just rebooted the whole, like, I thought Immortal Thor was like a miniseries. Like, I don't want to read this, I want the main, you know, the main one, and they were about to go down that rabbit hole with Thanos and the Infinity Gems again for like
they're gonna use that to death,
dude. Like, in the 90s, it was the Infinity Gems, and it was Venom that that got tricked. They milked the webbing out of Venom in the 90s, and you know, it was like Spider-Man would catch him, and he'd be back in like four issues. Like, he would break out of the vault like whenever he wanted to, it seemed like. So.
You know, something I read recently, and I don't know how true it is. I think it was on the New York Times, so it's kind of a reliable source. But apparently, Disney hasn't made their money back from the purchase of Lucasfilm. Like with all those stars, like they haven't recouped yet.
I believe it's an absurd amount of money. Terrence, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there he is.
That's weird. I was like in God mode. I could see and hear you guys. And then I tried to jump in. I was like, oh, they can't hear me. I was like, in
the F that guy. Yeah, we don't want to. We don't care about what you think. But glad you're back. we're gonna make a U turn and pick Terrence up. Peter Jackson. He's gonna revive. We don't know what that means. Revive Lord of the Rings. Any thoughts on that? On this game plan from Warner Brothers?
I really don't know where you go.
Like, we said the same thing.
I gave the Amazon show 2 episodes and I tapped out. So I mean, it's Peter Jackson, yeah, but I mean, he didn't do such a great job with the Hobbit. I mean, so
yeah.
I don't know if he's got anything left.
Right,
that's the same conclusion we came to.
Yeah, it's like what would be the project or the book that you would aim for in that universe? Like, and I don't know. Like, I'm not as familiar with all the books, and I don't know if anything followed Lord of the Rings story, but I don't know where you go. What are you going to do? We were just talking about Walking Dead. We're going to do Tales of Middle Earth. We're going to do like little side stories, stuff that was happening during Sauron trying to get the ring back. Is that what you're going to do? So I don't know. And Transformers 1, because I definitely wanted to know what you thought about that. What do you think after watching that trailer?
Yeah, me and Jim were talking about that when you dipped out for a second. I said, it'll definitely make somebody's kid happy. I'm not that interested. This looked like a Transformers buddy cop movie. I'm like, yeah. Nah, I'm not really doing it for me. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is going to be a pass for you, too?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say I'll catch it on streaming, but I don't even think I'm that interested. When I see it pop up on the list of options, I don't even, like, maybe for my kid, you know, when we're going through the list of options, you know, he might say, oh, that one. So that's when I'll put it on, but I don't think for myself personally it'll be something I put on just to watch. Unless we have to do a review of it one day, that'd be the only reason I watch for myself. Beyond that, no interest whatsoever.
And your son, is he at the age where he can influence you to go to the theater and watch a movie that you don't want to watch?
We haven't been to a theater yet.
He's 4 now, right?
Yeah, he just turned 4 last month, so. He might get his first theater experience this year, depending on what's coming out this year. So, because he's at that age where he can definitely sit and watch a movie for a couple hours. And he's not one of them kids that has to go to the bathroom all the time. I'll be begging him to go to the bathroom because we'll be like, yo, you need to go potty before we go out. And he's like, no. So, yeah, he can definitely hold it for a while. So we go to the movies, you know, he'll sit there with his popcorn and, you know, he won't be one of them kids that's like, daddy, I got to go just when the movie's getting good. So it just depends on, I don't know what's really coming out this summer. But, yeah, I mean, Transformers isn't really his bag right now. Like I said, I tried. Maybe it's just because I tried showing him G1. Maybe if I showed him one of the newer shows, he'd be into it. But
yeah.
That's, not really him right now, so.
Okay.
I didn't get you guys' opinion on X-Men because Quincy got me on that little rant about Vulcan.
Oh, go ahead.
No, no, you guys. I didn't get you guys' opinion because Quincy got me on that Vulcan rant.
Oh, I was a little confused. Like I mentioned, I watched it and I wasn't sure. I didn't know what the bird was about because, as you said, they didn't really say anything. They, like the bird was just there, and I'm like, and then I literally turned my head, turned back around, and she was flying, and she was in the uniform. I was like, what the fuck happened? And then the thing and with the Shi'ar, I think it's like what you said, following that episode from last week, anything would have been a letdown. I thought it was interesting. A friend of mine, he messaged me at work. He's like, I talked to you about X-Men. He's like, oh, Xavier, he's alive? I was like, dude, I don't know how many times he's died and come back. Like, that's just that's just how it works. Like, you would probably know more than I would, but at least three times he's died, right?
Oh, yeah. If not more, because, yeah, that's another rabbit hole. I'll let y'all keep going. But that's the other thing I've been confused about this whole season.
Start his villain arc.
Hold on, somebody gotta go first.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Nah.
Go ahead, T.
I don't think so. Not yet.
You don't think he's gonna start his villain arc? That's kind of the Xavier I like. I like when he turns into a bit of a dick. Like he's
making decisions for other people,
right? Wiping minds and.
I like that, Xavier. That action tends to lead him getting killed, though, which is crazy. Yeah. So, you know, the infinity loop there.
That was my whole thing. Now you bring with Xavier, that's another point that I was talking to a friend of mine about. So my other issue, I guess, with the whole the season as a whole was that at the end of the original series. He went off into space. I don't understand why everybody's been like they basically had a funeral for a man. I don't understand why everybody's been acting like he's been dead. He went off into space with the explicit purpose of the Shi'ar were going to heal him. That's why he left. I don't know why everybody's been like, oh, with the, you know, with Xavier being gone, they pretty much said he's dead. We have to carry on his dream. I'm like, but he didn't die at the end. He went into space. Like, they pretty much just wrote him off for dead, and then that's why I didn't understand why everything was so why they were just playing it like he was dead, and now he's gonna pop up and everybody's gonna be shocked that he's alive. I'm like, the series ended with him he was about to go into a coma, but they explicitly took him off into space because they had the technology to heal him. So. That was the only thing I didn't understand at the beginning of the season. Like they, I don't know. They basically just were acting like he was dead the whole time. Like,
seems like they were in a hurry to get him out of there.
Right.
Like, I'll be back. I'm like, no, you're dead. Your funeral's Tuesday. Like, I'll be back. No, don't even worry about it.
See, okay, y'all keep talking about Storm. Storm with her her outfit. The one thing that had me giving Storm the side eye was that stupid ass pose she hit. she got a new outfit. Like, oh, you know, that's not a suit. Like, what kind of pose was that? What was the artist thinking? Like, she was like walking sideways, like like an Egyptian hieroglyph or something.
Catch her in all her glory, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
This one was like right above the Jubilee episode. For me,
the nightclub episode,
that one put me to sleep for sure. But it's been still a good series, though, right? It's a good season,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's way better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be a nice little nostalgia run, but
me too.
They're giving us a solid show.
You know, what's interesting with the show, especially the intro, they give you like little cuts from. It looks like future episodes in the opening. Like I always, that's if I'm paying attention at any point in that show, it's especially in the opening. And you know, I saw that they got Gambit out of there. They put Nightcrawler in there, and little changes here and there. So I do like the intro, and it is better than I thought it was, because the original X-Men series, I thought it was okay. Like, I thought it was boring in some parts, but you know,
we all know Gambit's coming back though.
How is he coming back?
Who knows? He's gonna have some Cable okie doke happening. You know he's coming back. Okay. They ain't gonna kill him off.
Oh, the multiverse saga spills over into X-Men 97.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
Please don't.
Man,
Mr. Sinister's going to clone him or something.
That's kind of his thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you got to have the right genetics for him, though.
Well, you got to be a Summers, right? That seems to be the only family he's. He does have a hard on for the Summers. We have anything before we close it down tonight? Anything else?
Off the top of my head,
it was a light week.
Well, nobody else watched Rebel Moon. It did just come out today.
Nah.
And I don't even see it. You could pass on that shit. It's like, it's terrible.
I go by what you say on those things. So I'm like, okay.
I've watched two movies and I don't understand anything about this world. You could tell. Like, it really was supposed to be a Star Wars story. There's no, like, I don't understand what's going on here. Like, they shot the little princess and she started glowing. And then, like, they're fighting these, like, they're doing all this to save a little village. Like, there's nothing, no other stakes. Like, the Empire already won. The Empire is already just rules everything. What are they doing? They're trying to save this wheat farming village. They're doing all this. Like, this is the worst.
Now, the next two movies that aren't getting made.
You got a robot with like a wooden crown running around doing superhero landing poses. Like, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
Shit is bad.
It's like Quincy said, Zach just need to chill out.
He just needs to chill out.
Yeah, that's he just sounds insane now too with some of his takes. So
yeah,
like Jay, you mentioned it. Like, I've defended him tooth and nail in the past, but. My shift is over. You gotta be quiet, my guy. Gotta be quiet.
Yeah, he's saying some wild stuff now.
Yeah, he's always bringing up the Dark Knight Returns. Like, I don't care if you want to have Batman killing your movie, that's cool. But he always uses Batman Returns as his defense. And I'm like, dude, you didn't read the Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you didn't read that book that well. He didn't kill anybody in the Dark Knight Returns. You want to have Batman kill your movie? That's cool. Uh-huh. It's your universe. Do that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to use certain books as your defense, read them thoroughly.
Right.
He did not kill anyone in the Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm. So use a better defense, or you know, you don't have to defend yourself.
You don't.
Just say, hey, my Batman kills. This is my fucking movie. This is what I want to.
This is my universe.
Let me tell you, can somebody give me a movie, a superhero movie, where the hero put the villain in cuffs at the end of the movie? They always fall, villains always either blow up, they fall through something, or I don't know. I can't remember the last one where the guy was taken away in cuffs. Especially in that Batman movie. Like, Keaton killed all his... Like, he dropped Joker off a roof. He dropped Penguin into the... he knocked him into the water. And somehow the Penguin, he got fatally wounded from that. And, Val Kilmer arrested the Riddler. But he killed Two-Face. He killed Two-Face. And Batman and Robin, I think all of them went to jail. Freeze and Ivy went to jail. Iron Man killed Obadiah and then lied about how he died, right? They said he died in like a crash or something. They covered that up. I just like nobody. All heroes kill nowadays, which I don't like because I would like to see a rematch. You know, I think there's
right.
I just would like to see it, but villains die. Like you don't have to defend it, like you're saying. Chance, nobody cares. I remember people were up in arms. BVS when Batman had a gun. I'm like you're upset about this now. Like Keaton put a couple of sticks of dynamite on somebody's chest and kicked them into the basement. They blew them up. So like it's selective outrage, I guess.
Oh, it's the Snyder hate now. That's all that is.
Yeah. Now, dude, I'm really just thinking about it now. Like villains, like heroes are sending them away in body bags. Yeah. The Spider-Man, all his villains died.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think he personally killed him, though, did he?
He didn't help him. What?
Nah, because the Green Goblin impaled himself when Spider-Man.
Yeah, he impaled himself with his.
But put it like this, he made sure he got out of the way. And, because if it was Mary Jane or Aunt May, he would have done some shit to get them both out of the way. Like, I'm cool. Like, you should have known it was coming. What happened to Otto? He drowned himself.
He drowned.
Yeah.
And Sandman got away.
He was like, peace.
Oh, but Peter
did Jamie Foxx survive? Did Electro die?
Did Electro... It's unknown. Honestly, didn't he drain his power or something? Something like that. Yeah, the lizard survived. So maybe they don't all die. Vulture survived. Peter killed Mysterio. he ain't do nothing to help him.
Uncle Ben's up there just shaking his head. Like,
yeah, I can't save them all, Ben. I'm just mentally going through it. Like Iron Man killed all his guys. Captain America, I don't remember. He probably
killed somebody in World War II.
Hell, he definitely killed people. I think
he knocked somebody off that boat.
He threw those explosives in that giant ass tank and killed everybody in there. Yeah, so he definitely
killed people in the war.
Yeah, yeah. And when he came out,
even Nick Fury was like, "Hey," he was like, "Hey, what was you guys doing in the war?" He was like, "Well, you know, that was wartime, Nick."
Yeah, he got morals. So like, I don't have to kill him. I don't even need a gun anymore. Guardians killed people, but they were a bunch of whatever. And Thor kills off Earth. Like not on Earth, just off Earth. So yeah, I don't get the outrage for the Batman killing, especially when it's been consistent. Yeah. So
even Superman.
Didn't
he kick what's his name? Kicked him in the hole in the Christopher Reeves.
He
hit him with the cellophane S and then knocked him down that hole.
He did. Yeah. Right. So he took Luther to jail in the first one. All three of those Kryptonians are in the bottom of the Fortress of Solitude, like in the chasm.
They took the power. They was regular people. They did.
Right. After his hologram, he had gotten new powers. Like he had holograms and, like you said, cellophane S's. They all died. And
when he tossed that thing, even as a kid, I was like, "What is that?"
It's like I guess that's just a power he has. Like it's on the movie, it has to be true,
right? They need to bring that in the comic books. Just do it.
Like that'll be the end.
Just take his S like.
Now he's had to. I imagine somebody has made some kind of like lighthearted joke, and he's used it at some point in the comics. We gotta talk to Randy. Did he kill anybody in Superman 3 with the computer? Richard Pryor did that
himself.
Yeah, he did. And that's something else bizarre that happened in that movie. Like, why did he separate? Like. the kryptonite poisoning came out of him and his form, and he's like, I gotta just fucking choke him to death, and that'll cure myself of the kryptonite. And like, he's all dirty too, like having sex with criminals' mistresses and everything. Like, and like, so okay, just so we're clear, right? He put a hole in that oil tanker because she promised him some booty. Is that what happened? Because like she asked him to do something, yeah. He left and he came straight back to her.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get into nuclear.
You saw them
man.
Yams.
We're not even going to get into nuclear, man. He recycled his ass. Like, you know, you're all this nuclear power. Like, I'm just going to put you right back in the reactor.
And why didn't he power up Superman?
See, yes, because he's from the sun. Yes. I don't know.
Those writers, they weren't even trying. They were just like, yeah, whatever.
Not even like it's like, oh, it's radiation. Like, yeah, solar radiation. Like, it came out of the fucking sun.
He should be a battery for Clark.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, it's funny. That movie is like, it's terrible, and I love it. I love that movie.
It's so bad.
But Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor is gold for me. Like, it just is. But yeah, I don't understand the outrage for heroes killing when it happens all the time.
All the time. And everybody's favorite heroes are the ones that kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
They talk about Wolverine and, oh, we love Lobo. We love all the anti-heroes. Punisher.
I don't know, man. I really just think it's because it's Batman. Superman should not be killing people, but I'm not going to get all bent out of shape or get up and walk out of the theater if he kills him. I'm like, oh, right. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
And it's not like he wasn't in anguish during the, like, once he snapped Zod's neck. It wasn't like he was happy. He's like, hey, I snapped his neck. He was, like, torn up about it.
He showed more remorse than Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, Christopher Reeves is just cool. He is like, man, fuck it.
I'm just going to fly everybody home.
Like, you're at the bottom of the Fortress of Solitude.
I'm not even going to clean them up. They're just going to be there. Like,
it's going to freeze over.
Yeah.
After a few years, the frost is going to overtake them. They're part of the foundation now.
Yeah, so, you know, some good points, guys. I think we can put a wrap on that. Superheroes killing. Should have led with that one. That's always fun. That's always fun. All right, guys. Any last word? Not last words. Anything you want to close out with before we head on out of here?
Yeah, be on the lookout for the Multiverse OnlyFans page. Get a glimpse at all the moderators, and you know.
I don't think I have much. I don't think I have much to do tomorrow. I'm gonna jump into Fallout. I'm gonna try to stop watching The Walking Dead. And yeah, that's all I got, guys. All right. So on behalf of the multiverse, we're peacing out. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace.
Peace.